Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 262, will Kyle be the first coach to get three QBs to the Super Bowl if Mac gets there? The answer is no, by the way. No. In fact, I think there are three coaches who have already taken three quarterbacks to the Super Bowl.
Three for three?
I think.
Okay.
Shula?
Yeah.
Joe Gibbs?
I mean, Shula had Johnny U.
I think he had four.
If you talk about Don Strzok.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're going way back.
Yep.
And obviously Marino.
You love Don Strzok.
Joe Gibbs took three.
Yep.
Did he not? And Bill Parcells, I think, took three. Because didn't Parcells take Drew Bledsoe to the Super Bowl as a Patriot?
That sounds right. Super Bowl 31.
And then Sims and Hostetler for Parcells. But, like, it's been a long time. And what the reason we sort of threw that exercise out there. Can y'all listen to the names of the coaches that we just threw out there? Soak that in. That's your coach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Shula, Hall of Fame.
Gibbs.
Hall of Fame.
Parcells.
Hall of Fame.
Reed.
He will be in the Hall of Fame.
And you know what? You could do, whoa, hold on. You brought up the greatest one-off of all time. If you did this as a list and went, all right, name all the people who've taken multiple QBs to the Super Bowl. There's one name on the list that no one would ever get, and it's John Fox.
Yeah, yeah.
Who I think, did he bring both Cam Newton and, was it Peyton Manning, or who did he bring with the Broncos, right?
Right. Man, it was that Peyton?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, George Seifert did it, technically. He gets credit for...
It was Peyton Manning for John Fox.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. Peyton Manning. And maybe the other one wasn't Cam Newton because that was against when John Fox went with the Broncos, they played the Panthers.
Yeah.
I think we're thinking of Jake Delhomme.
Daylight come and I want a Jake Delhomme.
There you go.
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you.
Anyway, Mike Holmgren, George Seifert, Andy Reid, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan. Look, we can all use whatever metric matters. That matters to me. That really says something about the program you're building. If in two or three different sort of evolutions of what you're doing end up in a Super Bowl, yes, it would be better if you would win one. I get it. But that's a very, very exclusive list we're talking about. And Kyle Shanahan is on it. And now he's winning games with Mac Jones. And so that's your coach. That's your coach.
Yep. Your coach and you're sticking with him. And there's no doubt. And if you look at that list, the illustrious list that you rolled out and all the guys who've taken multiple people to that lofty spot, they're all good coaches. And they're coaches who got a chance to work their way through multiple regimes at quarterback.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So I hope that... Tucked into all of this screaming and yelling about the quarterbacks and who gets the credit. I mean, Whether it was Jimmy, and I liked Jimmy at the time, how could you not? The Niners were in the Super Bowl. They were in another NFC title game. I like Brock Purdy. How can you not? The Niners were in a Super Bowl. They were in another NFC title game. But all along, like, yeah, what's the constant? I mean, hello? Yes, even Mr. Purdy Party over here will tell you that if you had to get rid of one, I would get rid of Purdy. Like, if I, like yes. Yeah. Yes, Kyle Shanahan is more important to the Niners than Brock Purdy. Yes. Yes. But I still want Kyle Shanahan to get the best QB available to him at any given moment. And yes, I'm willing to pay for that. And at this particular time for the organization, I happen to believe that that person is Brock Purdy.
Well, at that particular time is the way I would say it, because at this particular time, if this was Brock Purdy heading into the year where he actually could get paid, if this was last year, and instead of Dobbs and Allen, you had Mac Jones, and last year went the way that this year is going. The only difference being Brock Purdy is yet to get that contract. Well, oh boy, do we have ourselves a Montana Young sort of a debate, because now the idea of will you or won't you pay him becomes much more real because you have Mac Jones right in front of you. Last year you had Brandon Allen or Kyle Allen or Mel Allen. I can't remember which one of the Allens you had.
Brandon.
How about that?
Oh, my God.
You had Allen.
12 notes.
Thank you.
All right. Super age.
Dobbsy. Oh, whatever. God. It was no choice. You did not know. And even when you signed Mac in March, you still weren't thinking, we got Mac. Well, let's pump the brakes on this Brock Purdy thing. But now, based on the way Mac has played, you might have a little bit more of a pause. Pause.
I mean, interesting game on Sunday.
It will be, yeah.
Interesting game. And for those of you just joining, the injury report.
Pause.
Yeah, Brock Purdy, again, no practice today. Ricky Pearsall, again, no practice. Limited session was planned for Juwan Jennings, so maybe he gets in there. And while Mac Jones is struggling with a couple of injuries himself, the 49ers say they feel good about where Mac will be on Sunday. So the plan is that Mac Jones going to get another game, and this one happens to be, by the way, you, like, look at what we're looking at off of a Thursday Night Football win. It really ramped the conversation up, did it not?
Oh, yeah.
So this Sunday, you're the national game on Fox, 125 late window.
CBS, but yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Whatever, 4-1
Nance
versus 4-1. Yeah, Nance and Romo. So you're getting an elevated window there, and I don't know who's playing next week. But next week happens to be Sunday Night Football with the Atlanta Falcons in town. If Mac Jones plays all three of those, Mac Jones were to win all three of those, I mean, the whole nation will have seen it, felt it, and it can go the other way too. You know what I mean? The Niners in 10 days could also be 4-3, and suddenly the shine will be off. I don't know which way this is going to go, but in a vacuum, this is a wonderful opportunity for Mac Jones. Not to be the quarterback of the 49ers, in my opinion, but to be the quarterback of somebody sometime, somewhat, relatively soon.
Right.
I don't know about next year. Niners have him under contract, but
yeah.
I don't, you know, like, this is a great showcase opportunity for him to send this thing back in the other direction.
Without a doubt. And I do think that if he continues to roll, not undefeated, but roll like this and play really well, I think when you get to the end of the year, you may wind up, quote, doing right by Mac and trading him somewhere and getting a nice, juicy draft pick coming back. It probably won't be a first, maybe not even a second, but I think you can get something for him in the offseason. I'm not trying to get too far down the road, yep. But if Mac is this good, I think you kind of, not that you owe it to him, but you're going to want to do right by him, even though you have him under contract-ish. I mean, you do, but it's only like $2 million guaranteed.
I don't feel that way at all.
Yeah, that's,
I don't feel that way at all.
If you want to talk about like your reputation around the league, if he plays this well, and there are teams that are like, hey, can we get him to be our starter, you hold him down, that's bad for business.
I disagree with that completely. Like, you can look around the league and see examples of it everywhere. Jake Browning played great a couple of years ago. The Bengals did what? Said, cool, sit there for 2 years.
There was no clamor for him, though.
No, I don't know if there'd be a clamor for Mac Jones either. You got to remember, the rest of the league thinks the same thing we do. Mac looks good in part because he's perfect for that system.
Right.
Well, I don't run that system somewhere else.
Well, a lot of teams run that system now.
They don't run it the same way.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what other team out there? I mean, let's do this little fantasy exercise
All right.
for a second.
Teams that, let's just start with teams who are going to need a quarterback.
And then they've got a great sort of quarterback whisperer type of a head coach. Who is that around the league?
Well, the teams that have the really good whisperer head coaches are teams that already have their quarterback. I'm thinking more about teams that will need a quarterback, and I look at the Saints with a very unsettled situation and an offensive-minded head coach, and Kellen Moore. He might be looking at that going, geez, what we have is an absolute mess.
Probably going to have access to somebody in the draft. They're going to get a good pick.
Okay.
You know, that'd be my guess right
now. Sure, but yeah. I mean, if you're Kellen Moore and you're entering year two, you might be thinking about getting a guy who's got more experience because your job status is getting shakier with each and every loss. I look at the Browns, which, I mean, Kevin Stefanski might still be the coach, might not be, and they're always in need of a quarterback. Even though I love Dylan Gabriel, who I was looking at this, Grandy, the all-time leader in starts in the NCAA, the man played 6 years.
Wow.
6 years.
Yeah.
Thank you, COVID. And one of those years, he only played two games, but I think 63 starts.
Shout out UCF, Oklahoma, and Oregon.
63 starts in college. Mitchell Trubisky had 12 at North Carolina,
yeah.
And he's still trying to figure it out. So,
I mean, since we're having fun, this is a complete hypothetical and so far down the road. But looking around the league right now, there are not a lot of teams that are screaming at you, we're going to need a quarterback next year. And those that are either going to have a great pick or they're kind of run by a defensive guy.
The Titans?
Well, they just picked someone number one overall, though.
The Raiders, yeah.
The Raiders.
Yep.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers might retire, but is that like a fancy spot where Mac Jones would come in and rip it up?
The Jets,
yeah. No, good Lord, you don't want that for Mac. He's already gotten thrown into that division and been given junk for a coordinator and all of those things. You mentioned the Saints, and I'm like, outside of Carolina, that's it for the NFC. The rest of the NFC has all sort of, like, they've got their guy.
They're kind of pot committed, yeah.
Yeah, they're pot committed on people. And Carolina, I think also, again, that fits the bill of like, no, that's not a good organization to highlight the quarterback. So if I'm the Niners, I'm not feeling guilty about any of this. You think the Falcons feel like, dude, we got to get Kirk Cousins somewhere.
No, it's a different story.
Why?
End of the career. But he's making $40 million or whatever
it
is.
But his career is going away. Like, he's tick, 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 tick.
Well, his career is already over. It's like, do they feel bad about Russell Wilson in New York? No. You played. You saw ghosts. You threw the ball into the 19th row. You sit, bro.
Yeah.
That's the way that goes.
Right.
Mac Jones is not an end of the line veteran who's already been paid in full.
I think, and by the way, how much egg is on your face if you do trade Mac, then you pull in some, you know, John Hullabaloo to be your backup next year, and Brock Purdy gets hurt week two.
Well, Hullabaloo is going to be great because you're Kyle flipping Shanahan. That's how that works.
No, it's not. It doesn't always work that way, and we've seen it. Not all the backups look like this.
Well, most of them do.
They do?
Yeah, and it depends on what's around them. And again, this is where we can look at last year and say, well, you know, you had Keenan Allen and Brandon Allen or Kyle Allen, whatever Allen you wanted to have.
But you can't say he didn't have good things around him because Mac is not, like, he's had injuries around him too.
Well, you didn't have Christian McCaffrey. Yeah.
Although, actually,
you had him in Green Bay, and then he got hurt in Buffalo.
That's
so
the only game Brandon Allen started.
Right. I don't even know if he had Trent Williams in that game.
I don't remember.
And Ricky Pearsall was still recovering. Whatever. It's not about whether or not those guys are as good as Mac, because they're not. But I think that you could find a guy out there who you could repurpose the way you did with Sam Darnold and Mac Jones. But, I mean, you'd rather stay with Mac Jones. But if I'm Mac and I play this well and there are teams that maybe want to give me a shot to start, and you're going to have me just sit and be the backup again? I'll probably hold out. I mean, what am I doing here?
That would be your backup. That would be incredible.
Backup quarterback holds out.
The first ever backup. Team would be like, okay. Okay, hold out. What are you do? What are you going to demand? What are you going
to
do?
As opposed to show up and make my meager $2 million guaranteed or
okay,
whatever?
What are you going to do? Like, what pressure is that putting on a team?
Well, you got no backup, and if you don't think you can win with hullabaloo,
okay,
and you got a starter who can't stay healthy.
You said that like we just go find a backup.
Well, I think you can.
That's odd to me.
That's why you trade him and you get something for him.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. For everybody, and I'm trying to think of what the most what's the most recent example of, dude, you signed the deal, so how about Juwan Jennings? This is great. Wasn't your take, dude, you signed the deal, so show up.
Yeah.
Mac, you signed the deal.
Right.
Why is this different?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Different.
Because Juwan, first of all, he had a really bad calf injury. Just had to get that out there before we got too serious.
Tricky.
You're welcome. Calves are tricky. Calves are hard. I think that the difference.
Be delicate with those calves.
The difference is Juwan Jennings didn't have the same potential market elsewhere. You couldn't have traded Juwan Jennings and gotten like a second or third round pick like you can with Mac Jones.
First of all,
my opinion.
Yeah, there is. As we sit here today, I don't know what's going to happen next. There's zero evidence that somebody is knocking on the Niners' door with a high draft pick for Mac Jones. None.
Not a high pick. None. Second or third round.
That's a high pick.
Well, and you look what Flacco just commanded, and Flacco.
What did Flacco command?
I think it was a fifth, and they also sent a sixth. It was one of those like swaparooskies.
So somebody moved up 20 spots.
Right, because Cincinnati needs a guy with a pulse.
Right.
Mac Jones is a better quarterback right now than Joe Flacco.
I'll buy it, but still, you don't get Kyle Shanahan to come with.
No.
You've had three games of evidence.
Three wins.
Three wins, yep. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't.
Oh, that wasn't on the air. That was in my ear.
Oh.
Flacco in a sixth. And they got a fifth back.
Yeah.
So Flacco and crap like and better crap. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody moved up 20 spots.
It's like when you have a garage sale and the person across the street has a garage sale and you go, hey, how much for that recliner?
Yeah.
How about you give me that tennis racket and those roller skates?
Yeah.
Done.
Anyway, hypothetical, stupid fun, but I like
always fun.
If I'm the 49ers, I am not even about to feel an ounce of guilt.
No, it's not about guilt.
No, dude, we brought you in here for a role, and that role is still here, and we want you for that role. Badly. Badly. So that's what we're doing. Like, that's what we're doing. You're under contract.
Yeah. You know what's going to happen, right?
What's that?
Calf injury. He's going to come into camp and
be
delicate
with those calves.
Seriously.
The Niners would be like, we're not even trying to play you. What's your leverage?
I'm not a doctor.
It's not about leverage.
What are you going to do? Not be here for week one? We don't want you to start.
Well, you don't want him to start. And this is what I'm trying to explain to my 3-year-old daughter. Because
questionable.
His
everything that she says to me is, I need dot, dot, dot. And it's like, Mila, you don't need it. You want it.
You want it.
Can we understand the difference between need and want?
But Mac's only leverage would be Brock getting hurt. So he would like.
Yeah, which is pretty good leverage because, I mean, that's what he does.
Oh, take it easy. You take it easy now.
I mean.
I think that's a little early for that.
A little spicy. I mean, had his arm fall off in the NFC Championship.
Yes, he did.
Missed a couple games last year, and now he's going to miss his fourth out of six.
Yeah. Missing a couple games is, you know, people miss a couple games.
Four is more than a couple.
Yeah.
Four gets two. What, a couple is two?
Four is unnecessary, actually.
Four is totally unnecessary. Four is not quite many, but we're getting...
No, it's not good.
Yeah, no?
It's not good, but that's like... Honestly, that would be the funniest, most unique holdout in the history of the sport.
I wonder if a backup quarterback has ever held out. I'd have to look that one up.
So awesome. That'd be so awesome. Like next year, what's Browning's contract? Like
probably like 900K something.
No, but
tiny.
How many years? Oh, you know what I mean? Like Joe Burrow's here. I'm not coming in unless you trade me. Okay. You let us know when you need directions to where we are.
Right. Well, he already got, he went from the backup to the starter to back to the backup.
Yeah, he's back to the backup.
Right.
Now,
so
that's all gone now, but he looked good last time.
Right. $1 million is his salary.
But how many more years?
This is it. He signed a 2-year, $1.9 million deal.
There you go. That's the Niners could sign Jake Browning then next year.
Homecoming.
I bet he'd look amazing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.